Why don't we begin this week, Jessica, with some of the benefits that Holloman Air Force Base will receive from the National Defense Spending Act?
Sure. So the NDAA, which is the National Defense Authorization Act, is passed by Congress. It does a couple of things, the first is which outlines how money should be spent within the various defense organizations. Now, that includes two Air Force bases in New Mexico, Holloman Air Force Base being among them. And we're talking about millions of dollars that are going over to Holloman Air Force Base to do things like construction of a testing facility, to evaluate the new radar detection technology, things like updates and repairs to buildings there. Now, this National Defense Authorization Bill also includes a 2.7% pay raise for service members and military civilian workers. So we were excited to see that the Congress approved this and that it headed over to President Joe Biden's desk for approval.
And recently there was a tragic pedestrian death on Highway 70 on the stretch of the highway between Alamogordo and Holloman Air Force Base. Now, as far as we know, no charges have been filed against the driver, right?
That is correct. So state police are still investigating, is our understanding, 28-year-old Mary Woods. Now, Miss Woods was from Louisiana. And what we know is that she was standing in the highway when she was struck by a vehicle near mile marker 70 west of Alamogordo. You are correct in that no charges were filed, but I think this is a good opportunity to really talk to motorists, especially with the upcoming new year, about how important it is to be vigilant when they are on the road.
Yeah, in light of the tragic death in Albuquerque of the 7-year-old boy coming away from a holiday display with his family in a crosswalk, nonetheless.
Yes, that is correct. Now, listeners should keep in mind that there are probably going to be many more patrols out given the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day celebrations that are expected. So be smart. Get a DD, don't drive drunk, and just pay extra careful attention when you're behind the wheel.
Well, let's wrap up, Jessica, with Borderland Ministries and the efforts that are ongoing in Palomas to help especially women in need.
Listeners are welcome to head to AlamogordoNews.com to read about Borderland Ministries. What we know is that they are doing a number of different things. They are working with a cooperative in Palomas, Mexico. This is an artisan cooperative. And these women make these beautiful handcrafted items, which we bring over here for Borderland Ministries to help support in Mexico. So you are welcome to visit their website or to get to know a bit more about their ministry, which is part of the Episcopal Diocese of the Rio Grande.
And I see that in some cases they're just working with like fragments of material that are donated.
Correct. So we're talking about handcrafted pieces of art, things like bowls, afghans, aprons, some really beautiful work by these women. And the best part of it is that when you support them and you support their art, you support real change.
Well, thanks so much for the update, Jessica. Have a great week and a happy new year.
Yes, in a few days.